Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM, and we also have with us today a good friend of ours, Sandra Tanner. Sandra and her husband, Gerald, were the founders of the Utah Lighthouse Ministry. And today, Sandra, I'm glad that we have this time to get into this background. I'm sure this is a lot of information that many people don't know. And it's just great to hear these things and to have you say it yourself. But we've been talking about your eventual transition out of Mormonism into Christianity. And today we want to talk more about your transition into Christian ministry. And as I've been saying, and I sincerely mean this, all of us who are involved in ministry, to those who are members of the LDS Church, owe you and Gerald an incredible debt of gratitude for all the research, the legwork that you both did in those early years. I know I've gleaned from it. I know Eric has. I know many people who will say that you played a huge role in their interest in Mormonism, their desire to share their faith with their Mormon acquaintances. And I would say also you have had a big role in expressing your compassion for the Mormon people. But a lot of people may not know that Utah Lighthouse Ministry was not always Utah Lighthouse Ministry. You and Gerald, in the very beginning, had an organization called Modern Microfilm. Now, for all the millennials out there, you might have to explain what microfilm is, but why don't you tell us a little bit about how Gerald got involved in photographing the old documents?
Well, Gerald and I got married in 1959, at which point you didn't walk into the local library and make a photocopy. You had things on microfilms, which were like reel-to-reel movies, where you had a reel of film that would have still shots out of different books. And so you could go to the library and look at a microfilm on a special reader, and it would enlarge the image of frame by frame of something onto a screen that you would look at. But that was the way you did research. You had to go to the library and actually either comb through the original books or look at a film that was a photo of the book. There wasn't any internet. There were no computers. There was no easy way to cheat to find information. Now we all just depend on Google. But back in 1959, it took legwork to do research. You had to go to the various libraries to see the original books. Well, as Gerald and I got married, leaving Mormonism, but still hanging on to the Book of Mormon, doing research, trying to figure out what we believed, and our families are coming at us with the, how could you bring such dishonor to the family? How could you go against your pioneer heritage after all your family did coming across the plains, and you could turn your back on this? And so they try to put you on all these guilt trips of how you're hurting the family. Well, we kept trying to tell them, but these are the facts. This is the way it really happened. It doesn't matter whether you have warm, wonderful thoughts of your ancestors. There is a way in which Mormonism developed, and it's different than the way the church is telling it. And they would all say, well, you're just making it up. You're reading anti-Mormon literature. And we'd tell them, no, we're reading actual Mormon historical documents. We're looking at the original books. We're going to the library and getting these microfilms and photos printed off from the microfilms to show you this is the way the story really happened. And Joseph really did make all these changes. Well, we weren't getting too far with this. And I said to Gerald one day, well, Gerald made some comment about, we need to type all this stuff up so we could share it with the family. I said, well, boy, that's a lot of time, and to do it every time for different people. And I said, well, I know how to run a mimeograph machine that I'd learned in high school working in the office. So we went down to Sears and bought a little mimeograph machine. And most people don't even know what those are anymore. There was these little spirit duplicator things where you would type on a master. Most people don't even know about typewriters, but you use a typewriter and you type on this special waxed sheet of paper, and it would make the letters punch through the surface of this kind of waxed paper. And you'd put it on this machine that has special ink and stuff inside of the drum, and you could crank out multiple copies of something, and you could maybe make 50 copies off of one of these stencil things that you had made. So we started doing these typewritten, hand-cranked little mimeograph copies of our research. And when we'd show them to family and friends, so we would do up a sheet like on crazy things the early prophets said about polygamy, or things that Brigham Young said about Adam God, or blood atonement, or changes in the revelations, problems in the first vision, these types of things. And we'd just hand them out to everybody. But that started getting expensive. So a fellow here in town that had a little bookstore said, if you just put a little quarter charge or something on your little pamphlets, I could sell them in the bookstore and you'd reach a bigger audience. So out of our home, we just started cranking off all these little things. And then Gerald starts thinking, well, maybe we need to up the game and go a little more high tech than this. Well, at this point, we had finally given up the Book of Mormon. Gerald had really gone into serious study on problem areas of the Book of Mormon, its plagiarism from the Bible, the lack of historical support, the anachronisms, historical problems. And so we finally gave up the Book of Mormon and went back to just the Bible. So in trying to share with people, we needed a more effective way of printing up our research. So Gerald started thinking about getting a printing press, a little offset press. And he says to me one day, if our tax return comes tomorrow, can I use it to buy a down payment on a printing press? And I'm thinking, well, the odds are pretty good in my favor that it won't come tomorrow, so sure. And of course, it came the next day. And
oops.
We went down and made a down payment on a printing press. And Gerald was a machinist at the time. So he's doing this in the off hours from working. And so then we started cranking out better and longer pieces of research. And that got to be kind of burdensome with him trying to do a job as well. Then we set up a little business called Modern Microfilm Company. And we actually bought a microfilm photographic machine to photograph early Mormon documents. And our thought was, through Modern Microfilm, we could sell these photo reprints. Then people wouldn't have to go to the library to sit and study. They could get an original copy of Joseph's Revelations or the original Mormon newspapers, and they could study in their front room all by themselves without anyone knowing what they're doing. They could study Mormon history and see how much had been changed, and hopefully then see that Mormonism wasn't what it claimed to be, and hopefully would come to faith in Christ. But this was just a little business we had, and that soon got to be taking a lot of time. And Gerald says, well, we need to decide if we're going to do this, if we're going to do it full time. He said, I'm having a hard time working full time as a machinist and doing all this printing and research. So in 1964, we took the step of faith. Gerald quit his job and we went full time trying to support ourselves, selling photo reprints of the early Mormon documents and selling copies of our own research that we had compiled into various books. So for several years, we just operated as this little store selling photographic research on things that Mormon historians already knew about, but the average public didn't.
You have children, you have a family.
Yeah.
How are you guys really surviving?
Very carefully. We were always going broke because you can't sell enough of Mormon literature, things to get you to study Mormonism in Utah to make a very good living. So we were on the lower end of the financial scale and struggling. My kids qualified for free lunch and those kind of things. We had to rotate our bills to stay ahead of delinquent fees. It was a very tough time, and it used to just be so funny, if you want to say funny, when Mormons would accuse me of doing this all to get rich. And I'm thinking, my word, if I worked at McDonald's, I'd make more money than this, you know? So it was strictly a labor of love. Our technology got better and better through the years, and we were able to put out better looking stuff. But at the beginning, it was just very crude typewritten mimeograph stuff. Then it went to offset press.
and yet Latter-day Saints, probably when they hear the word Tanner, Gerald and Sandra Tanner, probably think anti-Mormon. But you actually care so much that you are willing to sacrifice in order to be able to get this information out so that people could understand that Mormonism is not the same as Christianity.
Right. We wanted people to be able to make an informed decision. If you can study this material and decide you still believe Mormonism, that's between you and God. But we felt we had an obligation to share with our Mormon families and friends that, hey, Mormonism isn't what it claims to be. If it is not true, then spiritually we have some serious investigation that we need to do to figure out how do we serve God. Mormonism says they're serving God. They talk about God and Jesus, but it is not the Christianity of the Bible. We felt a spiritual obligation to our own people to tell them there's a hole in the dike and you guys are about to get flooded. You know, we're trying to give them a warning of it, you're not in the safety you think you are. And the Mormons have often accused us of just doing it out of hate. But I say, well, if you knew that your family's house was on fire and they're sitting in the front, but they're not aware that the back half's burning, wouldn't you go in and disrupt their warm dinner to warn them that the house is on fire? We did not ever view it as an argument or waging war on them so much as warning them the house is on fire and you need to get out.
I think that's missed on a lot of Latter-day Saints who see what we are doing in ministry. And I think you're a great testimony to the fact that it is, as you have said, a labor of love. We have a genuine concern for people, and our view as Christians compel us to say something because we don't want any harm coming to the LDS people. And yeah, the stuff that you have brought to light is probably a very hard pill to swallow for many Latter-day Saints, as is hearing anything that conflicts with our presuppositions. No human likes that. We don't like to discover someday that, gee, we've been wrong on this all this time, especially when it comes to religious issues that have so much importance to the Latter-day Saints and how much they will be sacrificing once they realize that believing in Mormonism is not something that honors God. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our conversation with Sandra Tanner, and there's a particular time in history that I was alive at the time, and I'm very much aware of, and that is the 1980s, and talking about the Mark Hoffman case. So we hope that you'll listen to tomorrow's show as we continue our conversation with Sandra Tanner.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.